I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Updates from the persecuted church in North Africa in a moment. And then stick around because there's a God story about snakes and a heart change that you won't want to miss. First, there's a saying that goes, those who cannot remember the past are condemned to repeat it. It could apply to the government in Algeria as their systematic crackdown on Christians continues. Denise Godwin of International Media Ministries observes.
The Roman Empire was persecuting people in the same intersection of human rights and religious freedom. You were free as long as you followed their religion. So they viewed themselves as very open and a very just government. And I see history repeating itself.
Algeria just shut down three more churches, two of which are the country's largest. Believers protested this time with sit-ins and a national prayer and fasting campaign.
There is a boldness in the North African church that is new in the last 5-8 years, maybe, of people saying, I'm not going to hide anymore. I believe this. Jesus Christ is true, and I'm going to stand up for that.
Let's join them in prayer.
When you talk to people who are persecuted or live through it, they don't say, pray that I escape it. They say, pray that I'm strong. And so I would say, let's pray with the Algerian church that they stay strong, but let's also pray for our own culture to not forget the challenges that have been in history for Christians and that we would also remember.
Meanwhile, political and cultural lines divide nations and continents, but Eurasia is the world's single largest landmass. It contains about 65% of the world's 7 billion people, including millions of deaf who have no access to God. Deaf Bible Society and its partners are changing this by translating God's word into Eurasian sign languages. Field coordinator Mike Bravo says they could use your help.
Ask God how you may be part of the solution by providing funds and prayer until all the deaf in Eurasia shall see the gospel of Jesus Christ and be able to grow in their faith and walk with God.
There are four translation projects underway right now, and DBS has more in mind for 2020.
We make contact with deaf Christians in a specific country to determine their interest. And as these conversations and the relationships develop, we then begin discussing establishing a sign language Bible translation in their native language. They choose their own team members, and then we come alongside and provide training and equipping for specific roles. Probably the greatest challenge out there is the perception of the larger community that deaf people are unable to accomplish much, that they're just not able to accomplish anything, including translating the Word of God.
And a village in Liberia with a gruesome history now has new purpose. Over a century ago, the villagers buried 6 girls alive as a sacrifice for power. They then erected 6 stones on the sacrificial grounds and worshiped them as a symbol of their power. And this is the village where an evangelist with Sharing God's Abundance recently traveled to share the gospel. World Missionary Press provides partners like these with Bibles and gospel materials to distribute. Helen Williams says then,
as they came along the trail, there was a snake that had been planted on it. It was a big deadly snake. They say if it bites you, you'll not live. So in other words, they have kind of mined the road to get in so that this man wouldn't be able to bring the gospel into this area.
The villagers were astonished when the snake didn't attack and the evangelist arrived unscathed. 3 days later, the village rejected the worship of an ancient human sacrifice for the loving sacrifice of Jesus. Pray for World Missionary Press as they support ministries in Liberia, like Sharing God's Abundance.
It's hard sometimes to have all these orders for 120 million booklets and to decide, okay, which ones are we going to print now when everybody needs them right now. So we need wisdom. We need God's direction and how to handle some of these things and how to plan the production so that we get things out to people.
And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. You've told us how much you value this program and that it's needed for such a time as this. We're trying to raise $5,000 between now and December 31st. Would you help us spread the word and help us mobilize God's people in 2020? Look for links to spread the word at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.